I know a lot about dating because I watch a lot of dates. That sounds creepy. I host a dating show. So I've learned a lot about men and women and their interactions. And one important thing that I've learned is that when you like someone and you want to impress them, what do? You lie. You have to. Because if people knew how weird you were in your off time, no one would have you. Guy says to you, what do you like to do for fun? Girls, you can't be honest. You can't be honest about that shit. You can't be honest about what you were doing 10 minutes before you came to the door. You have to lie. What do you like to do for fun? You can't tell him. You can't be like, I really enjoy choreographing naked cheerleading routines to old Britney Spears CDs, and then I Google a bunch of hentai porn, masturbate, don't wash my hands, Facebook stalk my ex-boyfriend and his ex-girlfriends, jot down their place of employment for future reference, and then I go bake some cookies, and then I mouth kiss my dog and promise her that one day she'll be my wife. You can't say that. 9 times out of 10, guy asks a girl, what do you like to do for fun? The girl's answer will be, hiking. I love hiking. I do. I love hiking. I do. Hiking's... I love hiking. I do. I love it. I love hiking. No, you don't. Stop lying. You don't like... Really, Stacy? You like hiking? Where are your trail spikes? Where's your walking stick? Where's your lesbian mountain partner? You don't like hiking? You don't even know what hiking is. Most modern girls don't really know what hiking is, okay? To the average girl, hiking is you wake up whenever you want, you put on Lululemon yoga pants because they make your butt look unreasonably good, as they should for $800. And you go for a walk in the park with your best friend and complain about how hungover you are. That's hiking. Yeah, I do it too. I promise you this, girls, it's not a sport if you can drink a Starbucks and have a pita while you're doing it.
Do you want a piece of pita? Hiking.
But there's a method to our madness. There's a reason women say hiking. We say hiking because we think guys like hiking. That's why we're doing it. Be outside where the bugs are? No. I think you like that. We're taught to believe that men are outdoorsy and rugged and they like nature. As far as we're concerned, you're the closest thing we know to a bear. So we say hiking hoping to have something in common with you. We honestly say hiking hoping that you'll be like, you like hiking? I like hiking. Marry me. It's the easiest thing you can say that you do. It's one of the only outdoor activities that you can lie and say that you do it, having never done it before, and then do it and pull it off because it's walking. You can't pull that off. You shouldn't be mating with anyone. Most outdoor activities require a decent amount of skill. For example, you can't say you like rock climbing if you've never been rock climbing. I mean, you can, but I promise you this, you're gonna go, you're gonna slip, you're gonna get your hand caught in a rock, 127 hours later. Stump's not getting you a second date, I promise you that. I don't know if girls want to hear this, but the truth is 90% of the activities that women engage in revolve around getting a guy's attention, okay? And it's just the way we're built biologically. This is just something we do. We love to get your attention. It's part of the sport of it, all right? You think I go to a sports bar because I like warm beer and sticky bar stools? No, I go because there's guys there. You think I do a pub crawl every year because I like it when my liver hurts? No, I go because there's guys there. We don't wear heels for our circulation. We do it to prop up our butt so you'll look at me and want to mate with me. That's why we do it. This isn't a game, all right? This isn't a push-up bra, it's body armor, and this ain't makeup, sweetheart, it's war paint. Let's make a baby.
Well, if you're single and dating, condoms are just something to keep in mind. I'm single and dating again, yeah. Last summer, rug up with someone after 7 years. Ooh, thank you. 7 years, great guy, good guy, but it just ran out. Sometimes things just run out. We looked at each other and we just said, boy, you're perfect, no complaints, you're the most wonderful. Go now, go. It just runs out sometimes, you know? We were both unhappy the last year of it. I gained 30 pounds the last year of the relationship and I couldn't lose it. And we broke up, I lost it like that. Like that, I went on the, no guys are gonna see me naked diet. First I tried SlimFast, oh, one delicious shake in the morning, and then migraines and diarrhea for the rest of the day. I hope the Dodgers suffer. Tommy Lasorda's selling that stuff. That's why you never see Tommy arguing on the field anymore. He's always bolting for the John in the clubhouse.
He's not out. He's not out. He's out.
All my friends, they're in their 2010s too. They said, you better not break up. There's nobody out there. I met someone the next day. They said, how'd you do that? I said, I left the house. Starting over, when you start over, you gotta lay on supplies, don't you? What does everybody buy? Men and women, new sheets. What do just women buy? New underwear. Some really, really good pair of fancy first date underwear. Something right up in your butt there, make you miserable if the guy's late. Something, the guy's 5 minutes late, you say, you're late 5 minutes, ah, it's not you. My butt's all worn out, you gotta carry me to the restaurant now, man. You seen those butt bikinis, thong bikinis? They just outlawed them in Florida. Did you know? Yeah, they had to. People were dying. Yeah. Yeah, women would have them on and they'd get sand in them and then they would go jogging. Women were sawing themselves in half like magicians. Get yourself a good pair of butt underwear and get out there and start over. And buy the underwear yourself, because if the man buys you the underwear, you got all sorts of trouble. It's true. When I started the 7-year relationship, I flew to New York to spend my first weekend with him, and I showed up and he came out with a box from Victoria's Secret. Ooh, what a store, I know. You can even see through the boxes from this store. And he took out a little outfit. Little is the key here. Every woman's nightmare. Too small. It was Barbie clothes. He held it up. I said, what is that? A pot holder? What is that? I thought either I should be flattered that he remembered me being so tiny, or else he thought somebody else was coming over here tonight. I wanted to help out. He said, come on, put it on. I said, you okay? 2 hours later, he knocked on the bathroom door. He said, Elaine, 2 hours, are you coming out? I said, in a minute. Finally got into this outfit. It was so small. It was so tiny. I was immobile. I could move nothing. And then I thought, hey, maybe he really wanted to give me handcuffs and he was just too shy. I laced it up, it had 10 seconds of air left. I felt like Lloyd Bridges at the end of every Sea Hunt episode. I said, how am I gonna make love to somebody with 10 seconds of air? And I stepped out and he said, wow. And I said, rip it off me!
Like I'm like quasi-famous now. Nothing's really changed. I might get a free appetizer at select PF Chang's, that's about it. Nothing's really changed. I was still using Tinder up until like a year ago. This is a true story. But now I realize I got a whole new set of issues on Tinder. Like now when I do match with a girl, she doesn't believe that it's me. Like, ugh, that's not you. You're not that guy from this thing and that thing. I'm like, who the fuck is using me as a fake profile? You gotta dig real deep to use me, man. I feel like there's so many better choices out there. One time my agent told me that I had a good look, and I'm like, thanks, dude, I appreciate that. But then it took me years to realize that having a good look is totally different than being good looking. I still don't know what the fuck it means. And look, I'm not being self-deprecating, okay? That's Hollywood talk. I don't listen to that shit. I understand that in real life, I'm like super good looking. If you're into anime. You gotta get in where you fit in, people. One time I went over to the girl's house, she has this like Naruto anime poster in her bedroom. I knew I was fucking that night. You gotta know your demo, people. Asian people, we don't need Tinder anymore, we just go to BTS concerts. That's how we do that parking lot pimping. I've been dating a lot of tall girls lately. Because it makes me look successful. No. I think tall women are beautiful, but some of them like to wear heels. That's just disrespect. I'm like, you're already 5 inches taller than me. Why the fuck are you wearing heels? And she's like, it makes my ass look better. I'm like, your ass is at my eye level right now. Neither of us look good, okay? I look like a child, and you look like a child molester. Last time I took a tall girl to this concert. I don't know if you guys know this, but apparently tall people have fun at concerts. Are you guys aware of that? I'm 5'5". I just go to concerts to smell other people's armpits. Like, what the fuck's the point of this? She was having a time of her life doing whatever tall people do at concerts, you know? Jumping around, obstructing other people's views, seeing everything. I was frustrated. I had enough. So I just looked up at her. I was like, hey, pick me up.
Isn't England where Larry Tothens is from?
Oh, it took place in London.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. You know, I dated her for a while.
You dated Mary Poppins?
Yes, I did.
No,
yeah, I did. We were very young.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay, yeah.
I was the first guy to get into her chin-chin-chirin. Kinda ruined things when in the moment of passion she started screaming some weird word. It was like super California refrigerator XD delicious lotion, something like that. Pretty kinky chick, I'll tell you that much.
We landed in London, it's afternoon, it's time for high tea with 4 very proper English ladies.
Now, Walter, do you know why we're here today?
Tea? how come nobody is drinking any yet?
Well, nobody's been told their mother.
What did you call me?
You hardly ever have men at afternoon tea.
Well, we'll go out later. Trust me, a lot of fun.
So, Pina, what has impressed you most since we've been in England?
I love this country because just about everything is double entendre. Like what? Oh, come on, even the food. Bangers and mash. Come on!
That's sausages and potatoes.
It sounds more like a male dance team. Or two guys dating. I don't want to be Nash, all right?
Have you seen anyone famous since we've been here?
Yes, I actually did. I saw Victoria Beckham.
You did not.
I did too, I think. She was facing me, and then when she turned sideways, she disappeared.
Did you know that the very first X-ray was taken right here in Birmingham, England in 1896?
Puh, you call it an X-ray. I call it a selfie.
So what did you do today?
I saw where they keep all those useless wax figures.
Ah, Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
No, Parliament.
You've been drinking a lot of beers at work? How'd you meet your lady? Did you say, how did we meet? Ma'am, are you okay or have you been kidnapped? Because that was weird. That should not be the answer. Hey, how did we meet? Ma'am, remembers the day you didn't know him, then there was a day you did. What happened? How did you become lovers? I said, how did you become lovers? What's that?
A dating
website? Oh, somebody just made a gross noise at the back. A dating website. Oh! I'm gonna be sick. What day? Your parents are married from a dating website? No. How old are you? I don't think dating websites have been around that long. Maybe a newspaper. Maybe they met through a newspaper. But I'm pretty sure the internet's only been around since 95, so unless you're 12, I'm pretty sure your parents have... Did your parents say they met on a dating website?
Well, my parents got married at 40 and 50.
Your parents got married at 40 and 50? Okay, but I think the big thing is... when did they have you? because it'd be weird. Oh, it's your step-parents? Okay, that's completely different. Because you made it sound like that Pina Colada song. Like they broke up and then got back together because he liked Walks in the Rain or whatever that song is. Well, that was a good story, ma'am. That was a weird, interesting story. I asked you how you met, and you're like, my parents got married on a website. www.heywhatyoudoingat50.com. But how you met on a website as well? So your parents are like, hey, we found a man on the website. No, that's not what your parents said. That's a completely different website. That's Craigslist or something like that. That's like, I need a couch and I'm gonna fucking go to a glory hole. Some people know what a glory hole. I don't know if your parents have probably told you what it is. Because they met on a website, so they know nothing. You know what a glory hole is? So, what it is? All right, describe it. What is a glory hole? When a guy, hold on, everybody listen up. And remember, I didn't say this. A social worker is gonna tell you what a glory hole is. So when a guy, this is how it starts out. Everybody gather around, listen up.
When a guy puts his dick in a hole.
When a guy puts his dick in a hole.
In a bathroom stall.
In a bathroom stall. And waits for?
Pleasure.
For pleasure. That was a really good answer. I don't know if, I think he knows that pleasure's gonna be over there. I don't think you just put your dick in a hole and wait. Just like go in at 9 a.m. Well, someone's gonna show up at some time.
I hate dating. I had to get married because I was tired of dating, because dating is hard. Like getting to know somebody over again, I hate that. Right? Because you got to go through that stage where y'all just lying. That first date. Stop. My favorite color is red. I like walking on the beach sometimes, even though it's not a beach around my house. It's just, like, who are you? Like, you should know right then, like, who are you? Just be honest. Ladies, be honest. On first date, be honest. Yes, I got 3 baby daddies, yes. I need you to know that. Mm-hmm. They all like to fight. Mm-hmm. Yes. So if you don't like to fight, that's not your thing. This might not work. Uh-huh. Yeah. My mama don't like dark-skinned babies. You dark-skinned, so if we had a dark-skinned baby, she not gonna own it, is what I'm telling you. Is that something you could deal with? She not gonna like you. Cool, okay. I had a few diseases before, but I'm clean now. Yes, I got the paperwork to prove that, yes. Mm-hmm. When I get mad, I go crazy. Yes, I scratch your car and stuff. I won't put you in jail, but I real fight you, is what I'm trying to tell you. Because I sometimes be in my feelings. It's just the truth. Can you deal with that? You can work with that? Cool, then we can make it. Like, we ready to order. This gonna work. We ready to order. I heard the chicken here is good. Yes, please bring it. This relationship is gonna make it. At least you know what you're dealing with, you know what I mean? That's what you want. I feel like dudes, we lose on dating a little bit. Ladies, stop going on dates because you're bored and hungry. Stop doing dudes like the young ladies. Because it be the good guys that get the bad end of the stick. The good guys that just really like the ladies. Because ladies, y'all don't like the good guy. Y'all play the good guy like y'all just play the good guy. He be so excited. And ladies, y'all only call that dude when y'all hungry and bored. That's it. Fellas, if you get one of them random calls and you gave the girl a number a while ago, she don't like you. She's just bored and hungry. She knows she be doing it. You were right. You're right. Fellas, you get one of them calls, you're like, hello? She's like, hello. Hey, how you doing? We be so excited to have somebody on the phone. It sound like a girl. Hey, what's up? Nothing, it's Keisha. You met me a few weeks ago. Oh, hey, how you doing? It's so good to hear from you. I've been waiting for your call. Yeah, well, you know, I'm free today. I ain't had nothing to do. I'm trying to eat. So I thought I'd get your call and see what's up with you. And we fall right in it. Oh, cool, you ain't got nothing to do today? No, I'm free. You want to go eat? I sure do. Okay, I'm going to come get you. Okay, I'm on my porch. Where you at? What color car you got? I ain't left yet. Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, I'm gonna wait for you. I don't know, fellas, y'all. I know we got different age groups, but fellas, if you ever been on that date, they get real nice up front. Before they ain't ate, they real popular. They real nice. They complimenting you. Thank you for coming to get me. I like your little outfit. It's cute. Did you get that from H&M? That's cute. That's nice. I'm gonna buy my cousin last night. And then they eat. And when ladies, this is how you know. Cause when this is how you know they don't like you. When y'all eating, all you see is the top of the head. That's real good. Can we get some more shrimp and wine, please? Thank you. And they be talking to people, letting them know y'all not an item. No, this just my friend. No, how you doing? No, this we friends. This is friends. Mm-hmm. No, this ain't This is friends. Once they started to get full, they started to get irritated and answer your questions with where you like? You like the food? Yes. And we so stupid. Yeah, I like the food. It's good. I eat it pretty often. I'm sure you do. So what you like to do? Everything. We so stupid. I like to do everything too. That's crazy. We got so much in common. We do.
I feel like generally women are kind of skeptical. It's always like questioning things. Even guys you really like, it's always questioning things. You'll be on a date with a girl overlooking the city skyline and be like, hey, isn't this beautiful? She'll be like, do you do this with all the girls? Just enjoy the view. Is that your move? You go on dates with girls and try to have sex with them? Yeah. That's my move. That's every guy's move. Guys don't question things. If a guy's getting a BJ behind a Chipotle dumpster, he's not like, whoa, wait a second. Do you do this with all the guys? Is that your move? You just give BJs behind dumpsters? I don't want to be another notch on your belt, Becky. I thought I was a snowflake. I'm just like the rest. No. There could be a line and we wouldn't care. Like, hey, what's up? Is this thing moving fast or slow? I remember one time I went on a date, and at the end of the date, I went in for the kiss, and then I got the pullback. Nothing makes you feel like the Elephant Man faster than the pullback. Like, no, don't look at me. No. Please love me. Am I worthy of love? No, okay, sorry. The one good thing about getting the pullback is at least you know where you stand in the relationship. You know, no one gets the pullback and they're like, all right, so I'll see you sometime soon. No, you go, yeah, it was nice knowing you. Which way did it came? This way? It's Google Maps. Word of advice, fellas, if you ever do go in for the kiss, make sure you're at least in front of her place. Because one time I got the pullback in a parking structure. And I'm like, I still gotta drive this chick home. This is the most awkward car ride in my entire life. The turn signal had never been louder. More turns than I remember there being. Seems like there's more turns on the way back.
He's super macho. I like that. I'm old school. I like a macho guy. I like my guys macho. You know, the kind of guy that's like, get in the car. Oh. Where are we going? doesn't matter. There is part of me that wants to be like, don't talk to me like that. But I'm gonna get in the car now. I'm gonna do what you say. On my own accord. Here's the thing. I think women do like macho guys. I think we do. You guys just gotta know when to bring it out in the relationship. Because a lot of guys hide their macho. They're afraid it's too much. You gotta bring it out that first fight. The first fight you have with your girl, show it. Do you know how sexy that is? You're having your first fight with your guy, right? You guys are going back and forth and he just punches a wall. You're like, oh my God. He was pretending that was my face, Jesus. I might have to marry this one. There's something sexy about that because there's not a lot of guys now that are like that. There's not a lot of guys. There's guys now that are just... They're wearing skinny jeans. Can we just discuss this for a second? Yeah. Yeah. Why is this happening? I don't feel safe. I don't. Why are you wearing skinny jeans? What if I am in a situation and I'm with Mr. Skinny Jeans? Something goes down. He's like, save yourself! Make a run for it, baby! We are talking marriage, me and the boyfriend. I know. Aww. Was that disappointment or excitement? You're like, aw, don't do that to yourself. I know, we have married people here, right? Married people, woo-woo. Yeah. I take marriage really seriously. My parents have been together 55 years, maybe over that. Yeah. You can clap for them. They're in the back. Just give it up, they're in the back. They're like, thank you. Yeah, so I take it super seriously. So if I was gonna get married, I'd want a really good wedding. Here's the problem, people are messing up their weddings nowadays. Just went to my girlfriend's wedding, she wrote her own vows. I don't like it. Because she didn't just write vows, she wrote like an epic poem of every feeling she's ever had. Like she got up there, she was like, our love. Is like a blossoming flower. And over time, it has become a garden of love. And as the butterflies of the future, I'm like, what were you on when you wrote this? Your love is like a butterfly? Couldn't it be like a cheetah? I want to get out of here. That's why I wish it was the guy's idea to write the vows. I feel like you guys just get to the point right away. Like, he would have just got up there and been like, I'll try not to have sex with anybody else. I'll try. Then they would high-five and the wedding's over. It would be the best wedding ever.